Blog Talk Radio.
'Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Today is Wednesday, February 4th, 2015. You are listening to Doc Talk right here on Blog Talk Radio. The number here, of course, is 347-426-3469. That is 347-426-3469. This is Dr. Ruth Stevens, the owner of Nutritionally Yours, located here in Detroit, Michigan, and your host of Doc Talk here on Blog Talk Radio each and every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also reach me via email at doctalkruth@gmail.com, as well as you can reach me in my office at 313-897-7257. So again, I say good morning to you. Hope all is well with everyone. It's lots of fun here going on in the great state of Michigan. We've got, you know, as well as a good percentage of the country, got a lot of snow, whole lot of snow. I mean, yeah, I've been in Michigan for 50 years, but, you know, it's always a treat when you get it. So this is the third day my children have been out of school, and they are loving that. But, you know, at a certain point, it just kind of goes, gee, really? More snow? So I think we're going to get a little bit more this afternoon. Then the temperatures are just going to plummet. So, oh, well, what are you going to do? Stay safe. Stay warm, everyone. You know, definitely don't do anything in a rush. Want to be mindful of your environment. But anywho, nevertheless, it's still a great day. The snow, it is beautiful. It's very pretty. So, hey, make the best of it. But anyway, if you're just tuning in today, thank you so much for joining me. My topic today, I'm going to be talking about fats and oils. Now, I've done shows on cholesterol and all that good stuff, but I really want to specifically concentrate on the different types of fats as well as oils and just try to help you understand some of the different types, of course, and kind of breaking those down for you, saturated, polyunsaturated, your trans fat. And then I'll actually get into some of the fats and oils, specifically butter, margarine, your vegetable oils and, you know, olive oils and things of that nature. So if you can, please hang out with me all hour long. And if you cannot, please go back and listen to the show via archive, and that way you get all of the great information. Got a major, major announcement I'll be talking about today, making sure that you stay tuned in for that, because I'm going to be talking about that throughout the show and as well as the entire month, because this is something that's coming up at the end of the month, and I want to make sure that everyone begins to take advantage of these, because I've been getting questions for years and demands and requests to do this, so it's finally here. So definitely stay tuned for that. That'll be coming up in the next couple of minutes. Again, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk, talking about fats and oils today. Let me see. At the halfway point in the show, I'll get into the lab specials for the month of February, as we are into a new month. Yep. We are, you know, time stands still for no one. So we are starting a new month here, so we have a new lab special. So that'll be coming up at the halfway point in the show. Also, the chat room is up and running. So if you are so inclined to hang out in the chat room, excuse me, please do so, and I will check back with you periodically just to see what you're chatting about. But in the meantime, I'm going to get going right on into the show information, because I want to make sure that I get you all the information that you have tuned in to listen for. All right. Let's see. Let's see what you got to do here. I've got so many little things in my little possession here. All right, let's take a minute to take care of the housekeeping. Again, if you're just tuning in, the topic today talking about fats and oils. I mean, I'll get into a little bit of information regarding cholesterol as well. That way you can understand that as it relates to heart disease. But really, I want to educate you a lot on what these fats and oils are about today. All right, now let's do the housekeeping here. I think I'm on point here. We are about at 4 minutes after the hour. Housekeeping here. All right, let's get rolling right on into this and make it happen, folks. This information and services are being provided to you to inform those interested in various aspects of health and nutrition as it relates to both diet and disease. It is my intention to assist you and to act as a health and nutritional guide. Any information, suggestions, and recommendations are not meant to replace your own medical doctor and specifically are not meant as medical treatment. Please see an appropriately trained health professional before beginning any new health regimen or if you have any questions, medical concerns, or need guidance regarding your health. And always factor in that individual results will vary. Lastly, no part of this publication may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, photocopying, recording, scanning, or otherwise, except as permitted with prior written permission from Dr. Ruth L. Stevens. Okie dokie. Let's put that one over there. Again, if you're just tuning in, thank you so much. This is Dr. Ruth Stevens here on Doc Talk. Today I'm going to be talking about fats and oils, and the number here is 347-426-3469. I want to say good morning to everyone. Hope all is well with everyone and you're staying safe and warm and enjoying the lovely winter weather that we are experiencing because it's such a treat. All righty. All right, let's go right on into this. We're talking about fats and oils today. And again, if you missed the beginning of the show, I am going to be talking about a major announcement that I'll be, I'm going to get into it probably in the next 10 minutes. I'm just going to be doing it throughout the show because I've been getting so many requests for it for years, and finally it's here. So, you know, sit back, hold tight, it's coming. But in the meantime, let's start the show as we talk about fats and oils here because this is something I think a lot of people, you know, have a little bit of confusion about. So, as always, I'm going to give you my quote of the week. This is something that I want you to think about as you go forward, being mindful regarding your health and just overall. But my quote of the week this week, and my students have heard me say it, my patients hear me say it. If you are eating, of course, my family has heard me say it and those that are close to me. The quote of the week this week is real food in a real body. So understanding that language, make sure that your food has come from the earth or it has a mother, meaning we'll say, for example, an egg came from a chicken. Okay, so that's a real food. Your synthetic egg products, they didn't come from a chicken. Okay, so that's a lab-created product. So that's what I mean about real food in a real body, okay? We always want to go for this stuff because your body knows how to break these things down naturally as opposed to something synthetic. So that is your quote of the week, real food in a real body, and I'll be saying that throughout the show also in case you missed that and you go, what did she just say? What was that quote? That's your quote of the week, real food in a real body. All right, with that being said, let's go right into today's topic regarding fats and oils. I'm going to give you a little overview on this one, and then we'll just begin to kind of break it all down for you as far as the different types of fats as it relates to your diet and what you're consuming. So let's start here. Saturated, polyunsaturated, monounsaturated, trans cholesterol, high-density lipoproteins, low-density lipoprotein, omega-3, omega-6, these are all varieties of fats. But you have to begin to wonder, are they beneficial or harmful? And do we really need any of them in our daily diet? So today's show is going to be focusing on that question, of course, to help you understand the different types of fats, but also you can determine and understand for yourself that, hey, do I really need these, or am I getting too much, too little? What's going on here? Okay, so understand this, fats and oils, they really aren't the worst thing in the world, but how we consume them, some of us, we overconsume. And these fats and oils, they provide essential fatty acids for healthy skin and development of body cells. So you really do need them from that perspective. They're also rich sources of your fat-soluble vitamins like vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E, and vitamin K. So now you're wondering, okay, well, that sounds good. I think I'll just go have a big piece of cheese. Well, halt right there. Let's continue to listen as I go forward into the overview and give you some more insight into this. The whole question of fat is complicated and confusing, but understanding the different types of fats, what they do, how much we need, and how much is healthy, that's a vital step to nutritional good health. Of all the components of our food, fat contains the highest number of calories by weight, and with the exception of fat-reduced spreads, all fats, whether it's the worst, lard, butter, margarine, or olive oil, they contain nearly the same number of calories in every 3.5 ounce or 100 grams, and more than twice as many calories as starchy foods. Okay, so understand that. So you have to understand the first step in reducing your fat consumption is to cut down on all the visible fats such as butter, cheese, cream. You know, if you are a beef eater, the fat around your steak or the chop, or on the outside of the slice of a meat. So this is visible. This is what you can see just right off the bat. So we want to cut that off. We want to trim the fat. I know you've heard that term, trim the fat. So that's what it means. We want to remove what we can visibly see. Okay? Now, much more difficult is to avoid the hidden fats in meat and meat products like your sausages, salamis, pâtés, pastries, cookies, cakes. You can't see that fat, so this is going to be a little bit more challenging for you. Danish pastries, chocolates, all these, I know I said chocolate, I just lost a lot of folks there, but these all contain that fat you can't see. And so the only way to avoid them is to read all labels very carefully. And if you don't understand how to read a label, of course, you can contact me. But then you need to educate yourself because this is going to show you exactly what to look for as far as that label is concerned. So before you set off to the grocery store, look at the chart. I'm multitasking. I want you to look at your list to see, of course, just obvious things. If you have eggs, butter, milk, cream, all these things, these are sources of fat. So make sure you understand exactly how much fat you are purchasing just right off the bat, okay? Now, understand there's no doubt, and there's now an irrefutable link between both heart disease and breast cancer and high intake of animal fat in the diet. So there is no doubt that consuming large amounts of fat in the diet, this is not going to be good for you. We have two different types of issues. We've got cardiovascular as well as cancer, and not to mention contributing to obesity and things of that nature. So we really want to watch out for that, okay? Again, when you're writing that grocery list out, take a look at, is my entire list just full of fatty types of things? And if it is, begin to take a look at that and go, all right, this is where I can begin to trim some of my fat. If you're just tuning in, thank you so much. 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk, talking about fats and oils. And I'm going to finish out this overview very briefly, then I'll get into my little interjection of my announcement, because as I said, I'll be saying it all throughout this this show, as well as all of my shows going forward, because you are going to want this information for sure, folks. Okay, so anywho, this is something that I want all of us to be mindful of as far as our fat and our oils. I talked about it not being the worst thing in the world, but how we consume it, we're consuming too much. And this is why we have our high incidences of heart disease, obesity, cancers, particularly breast cancer in women. And this is going to be one of the simple, easy ways to just cut the risk and not even more than half, but reduce our risk, as well as just giving us overall good health. All right, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk, talking about fats and oils. So before I get into the different types of fats, because I know we are all, a lot of people are confused by, I don't know what type of fat, I don't know what this means when my doctor says cut saturated fat and I need to add monounsaturated. A lot of people are confused by that. So I'm going to explain that to you in about 2 minutes. But let me share this with you very briefly, and this is the moment you've all been waiting for. I wish I had a drum roll in my audio clips. I'm going to have to get one of those. Anywho, coming up, mark your calendars, February 28th this month. That is on a Saturday, February 28th, 2015, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, my first educational webinar. Yay! I need a drum roll. I need hand clapping. I could get some more audio clips for sure. This is going to be the first of my educational webinars. It will be going on monthly. And this is not just open to students and patients. This is open to everyone globally. So this is going to be something that I think is going to fill up quickly because, again, there are folks all over the world that try to connect with me and have wanted to be a part of my educational format. But, of course, that was just open to my students. So now it is going to be open up in the format of an educational webinar. You definitely need to contact me. Again, that's going to be Saturday, February 28th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. The registration fee is only $25. This is a two-hour webinar. All the different payment methods are accepted, everything from PayPal to Visa, MasterCard, check, money order, cash, all that good stuff. The only way to register, only way, you have to contact me via email. My email address, of course, is doctalkruth@gmail.com. You can contact my office at 313-897-7257 also to get more information. You can register with me, but it has to be directly with me. Once you contact me via email and your registration fee is paid, you will get all the information to tune right in on that Saturday, February 28th. Again, the registration fee is $25. Some of the things I'm going to be discussing in that, and I know you're like, wait a second, what is the name of the webinar? Halt! Hark! This first one, I'm going to be kicking it off. I'm going to be talking about sexual health. I'm in the mood for love. Who knew? Yep, my first educational webinar is going to be talking about sexual health. I'm in the mood for love. The items that I'll be discussing in that two-hour webinar will include aphrodisiacs, foods to enhance vitality, sexual positions, strength, stamina, and endurance, as well as foods that kill the mood. So this is going to be a fun one. Pass it along to friends, family, even your enemies, you know. Hey, let's save them too. Why not? But, again, you need to contact me via email at doctalkruth@gmail.com or my office at 313-897-7257 to register for sexual health. I'm in the mood for love. That educational webinar is going to be taking place this Saturday, not this Saturday, but this month. I'm going to be kicking it off Saturday, February 28th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So for my different time zone, my patients and listeners that are on the West Coast, we've got a three-hour difference. So sorry, you got to wake up at 7 a.m., but you know what? I'm worth it. You can get the information and go right back to sleep around 9 a.m. It's all good. All right, so let me get back to the show, and I'm going to be announcing that all hour long, as well as it'll be on LinkedIn, on my feed at Doc Talk Ruth, as well as on Twitter. If you have Facebook, you're welcome to share the information with all of your Facebook friends. Please share, share, share. Again, it is you want to ensure your spot, so register soon because, again, this is open to everyone globally, not just here in Michigan. It is for everyone. So trust me, this one is it's going to be full. And, yes, you will get to see me. This is a webinar where you actually get to see me for those that you know, Dr. Ruth, we want to see you. Okay, well, here's your chance. You will actually get to see me live doing this educational webinar on sexual health. I'm in the mood for love. All righty, let's continue here. 347-426-3469. We are talking about fats and oils. Okie dokie. Now, let's break them down because a lot of us are confused by the different fats and oils. All right, this first one, saturated fats. Now, we hear this one all the time. All right, I got it. And, again, Without some fats in our diet, we can't even absorb fat-soluble vitamins like vitamin A, D, E, and K. And this is very, very vital for health. So we want to make sure that we keep the good fat in the diet. But now let me break down the different types so you understand what's a good fat and what's a bad fat. Saturated fats. All right. Excuse me. Let me have a sip of water. I've been talking up a storm. Thank God it's not a snowstorm. Heavens, that'd be pretty bad because I talk a lot. All right, anywho. Saturated fats. These are nearly all animal fats. Understand that, whether it's butter, lard, the fat from your meat, the fat in your cheese, cream, and milk. Some vegetables also produce saturated fat, especially those like a coconut or a palm. So these are going to be containing your saturated fat. So those of you out there that are like, oh, coconut oil, coconut this and that, understand that coconut and palm oils, these are saturated fat. The body is able to manufacture its own saturated fatty acids, so you don't actually need to eat a lot of them. And I don't know if a lot of people knew that. The next one, polyunsaturated fats. Now, these are found mainly in your vegetable oils like corn, sunflower, and safflower. They also occur in oily fish and also, although containing virtually as many calories as a saturated fat, these are extremely important and should form a regular part in your diet. So we want to make sure we are consuming these. And ideally, if you don't have sensitivities to fish and seafood, you would be getting these from your fish sources or, again, a vegetable oil like a sunflower or a safflower. That would be great. The next one, and I'm doing these very briefly because, you know, I've only got an hour-long show. But the next one, monounsaturated fat. Now, these occur mostly in things like olive oil, nuts and seeds, and are important as heart protectors. They're also in something that I love, avocados, monounsaturated fat. The enormous consumption of olive oil in all Mediterranean countries is thought to be one of the factors that results in a much lower level of heart disease in these southern countries and those that occur in northern Europe and North America. Now, we want to make sure that we're consuming monounsaturated fat as a part of our regular diet also. So, again, we want to be mindful of it. Now, usually your sources of a monounsaturated fat, like an avocado or your nuts or seeds, are going to be very high in calories. So we want to watch out for that. So don't start over-consuming these things because then your weight will go up. Even though it's a monounsaturated fat, the weight's going to go up. So if we have elevated weight, now we're still going to be putting ourselves at risk of heart disease and obesity. So we want to balance things out in that respect. Now, when we talk about essential fatty acids, this is something that I get a lot of questions on, and a lot of people are confused about it, so let me try to clarify that for you. And if you're just tuning in today, today I'm talking about fats and oils. All right, the next one. Essential fatty acids. These are your omega-6 and omega-3 fatty acids, which are vital building blocks of the body's cells, especially the brain and the central nervous system tissue. They're found in both monounsaturated fats and polyunsaturated fats. Okay, so without them, normal development of the baby's brain during pregnancy and early childhood can be adversely affected. And there's so many studies out there that have expressed concerns that the lack of some of these essential fatty acids in the diets of pregnant vegetarian women. So we want to watch out for those, all of you that are out there that are expecting. We want to make sure we have a balanced diet. So omega-6 fats are found in olive oil, sunflower oil, while the omega-3 fatty acids are abundant in your oily fish as well as some of your nuts and seeds. Now, we want to be mindful. Cholesterol levels in the blood are a key marker of an individual's risk of heart disease. Now, though other factors are involved, such as smoking, obesity, lack of exercise, and your overall diet, cholesterol is of fundamental importance. It's an essential constituent of every cell in the body. But we don't actually need to consume cholesterol as we manufacture it from other fats. So this is where a lot of people go wrong as far as their diets are concerned. Most people with raised cholesterol levels can reduce them again, as I mentioned earlier in the show, by cutting down on the amount of saturated fat in their diet, the visible and the unseen. Whereas lowering the intake of cholesterol itself benefits only a small percentage of those with raised levels. So there is no cholesterol in plant foods, but it's found in all animal and animal-based foods, and the highest amount being present in the organ meats and egg yolks. So if you're wondering how much cholesterol is a healthy amount on a daily basis, you know, of course, my students know, my patients know, but you want to try to stay within 300 milligrams for the day and try to stay 300 and below, meaning if you read that label, which you should be doing, we want to make sure that we are staying in that guideline of 300 and below, and this is for the day. Once you go over that 300 milligrams for the day, now we are consuming too much. So when you look at the average egg, it has about 276 milligrams in it. So that's almost your daily intake right then and there. So we want to really be mindful to read those labels, understand what we're reading, and just kind of track it and monitor it. And I can guarantee you your numbers will drop. And then, of course, that's cutting your risk of heart disease for sure. All righty here, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. Let me say just a couple more things as it relates to that, and then I'm going to go right into the second half of the show. If you're just tuning in, thank you so much. I hope you are enjoying the show. And you, if you're just tuning in, you probably just missed what I just announced. But guess what? In about 2 minutes, I'm going to announce it again. Huh? How about that? So you won't miss it. I'll say it again. All righty here, but let me close out just this comment on the different types of fat, and then I'll go right into, of course, this information, the announcement, and the halftime information I want to share with you. Very briefly, when we start talking about cholesterol, a lot of people, you go and you have lab work and things like that done, and you're like, okay, my doctor's always talking about the good cholesterol, the bad cholesterol, HDL, LDL. What is that? Briefly, let me break that down because, again, go back into my show in the archives. You'll hear so many things regarding cholesterol and things. How about that, folks? The lovely Blog Talk. I love it. If you are just trying to reach me, I couldn't tell you what happened. I am clueless. I don't know. Just sitting here talking and all of a sudden it went away. For those that are on my switchboard trying to call back in, please, I'm back again. I don't know what that was about. I'm going to assume it was weather related, but yep, I am back. Yep, it's me. Thanks so much, everyone. Okay, I'm here. Relax, everyone. Take a deep breath now. Deep breath. I'm back. Okay. I have no idea what that was about, but something technical took place at the land of Blog Talk. All righty. I'm sending all of my responses now to everyone that I am back. I don't know what, again, that was about, and I apologize, but I can only assume it was weather-related. So, NT2, thanks so much for dialing back in. All righty. The number, of course, all of you have that, 347-426-3469. Okay. All righty here. So let me do this really briefly. Boy, wasn't that scary? You guys was contacting me just like, oh, my God, where'd she go? I know. I said it, too. It's like, what? What? What is that? All right, I'm going to have to go back. This is going to be one of the most craziest archive shows, but anywho, we've got about half hour remaining in the show. I actually might go over just to try to cover some of my time that we lost just now. But let me take a brief moment here very quickly to get into something. Again, I announced it earlier in the show. Thank God it wasn't disconnected at that point. And let me do this again as we talk about the halfway information here on the show. If you're just tuning in, thank you so much. This is Dr. Ruth Stevens, the owner of Nutritionally Yours here in Detroit, Michigan, and your host of Doc Talk each and every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, you can always email me directly at doctalkruth@gmail.com, and you can reach me in my office at 313-897-7257. And make sure you write those numbers down and information because they are going to be vital in the days to come. All right, let's talk about the lab specials for the month of February here going on. We are into a new month. My lab special is going on until February 28th. Coinciding with today's show, as we talk about fats and oils, I'm going to be doing my lipid profiles. This is going to be able to check your cholesterol. So if you don't know what your numbers are, this is going to be a great special for you to take advantage of. It is normally a little bit, a whole lot higher than this, but I am discounting it so much this month. You can take advantage of that lipid profile for $45, folks. That's going to show me, of course, all of your levels, your your triglycerides, good cholesterol, bad cholesterol, all of that stuff will show up in that simple blood test. And again, that is at the rate of $45 this month. Always ongoing is the hair analysis, the sample of your hair sent to the lab. That is $85. The complete wellness profile, that is at the rate of $145, and that's a full lab if you want to take advantage of that. And then I have full lab services, everything from just your Rh factor, you need to know what your blood type is, to HIV testing, allergy testing, the entire gamut of lab services. And no, you do not have to be in the state of Michigan to take advantage of the lab specials or any of my services. You just need to contact my office at 313-897-7257 to get more information on how you place those labs and take advantage of the special going on this month. So here we go again. Let's try this. All right, Blog Talk, no shenanigans out of you. The moment you all been waiting for, yes. And again, I don't have a drum roll, but I'm going to get one in the days to come. This is something that so many of you have asked me for years to do, and I've decided with I had a little encouragement this time around, but this was, I think it was well overdue. My educational webinars, they are here, folks. And no, you do not have to be in Michigan to take advantage of these. These are open to everyone. This is globally. So if you're connected to me on LinkedIn or Twitter, if you're a patient, a student, however you know me, you can take advantage of this educational webinar. The first one I am going to be doing is sexual health. I'm in the mood for love. And this educational webinar, this is the first of a monthly series that I'll be doing. Every month there'll be a different topic. This one, Saturday, February 28th, 2015, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's a two-hour webinar. They all will be 2 hours. The registration fee is $25. Payment methods, all of them are accepted. PayPal, Visa, MasterCard, check, money order, of course, if that's here. If you are in Michigan, of course, you can stop by the office and pay cash. That's fine, too. But you have to contact me via email to register because I have to email you the registration information. My office number is 313-897-7257. And again, register soon to ensure your spot because this is not just open to students. And my patients alone could lock this one down, but this is not just for patients in Michigan. This is patients that are, of course, in the United States, my patients in the UK, Cuba, Jamaica, Brazil, everywhere. So you definitely want to register soon to ensure your spot. Some of the things I'm going to be discussing as I talk about sexual health, I'm in the mood for love. I'll be getting into aphrodisiacs, foods to enhance your vitality, sexual positions, foods that kill the mood, as well as strength, stamina, and endurance. So this will be a fun one. And for those that have been just, oh, my God, Dr. Stevens, when are we ever going to see you? This is going to be a live webinar, so you will actually see me conducting this webinar for you. Now, you know, it won't be exchangeable where you can give me feedback, but you will have the opportunity to submit your questions and things of that nature prior to the webinar. And that way we can address that. Again, February 28th, 2015, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, the Sexual Health I'm in the Mood for Love webinar is going to be taking place. The registration fee, $25. Contact me via email at doctalkruth@gmail.com to get the information and to register, or contact my office at 313-897-7257. It is open to you, your family, your friends, your enemies, your mailman, your whomever. Again, this is going to be the first of the monthly webinar series, and I think it's going to be something fun, and I think it'll be an easy way to get education. Non-invasive, you're in the comfort of your own home, doesn't take up a lot of time. You know, 2 hours will go by really fast, trust me, because I talk a lot. And you're going to leave with a lot of information. It's going to be very, very simple and practical. I just got a text from someone that said, finally, really, really, finally? Yeah, I know, yes, because I think for about 4 years I've been getting, when are you going to do some classes for people that are in other places besides Michigan? Well, the time has come. All right. So if you want to take advantage of it, now that I put it out there, folks, I don't want to hear any more whining like little girls. Register. How about that? You can contact my office again at 313-897-7257 and specifically doctalkruth@gmail.com. That is going to be the quickest way, the easiest way to get you registered and reserving your spot. Pass the information along. Do not wait till the last minute because you will not be happy. And this is going to be a fun one. Unlike what I, you know, it's going to be, my students have had the class, of course, that I teach, and of course, if you're a patient, and we go over some things. But this is going to be a fun way to really educate you on something that a lot of people have challenges discussing. And so I really want to make sure that you tap into these webinars every month. That way you can get the information. This could be your monthly doctor's appointment if you think about it. So now, of course, I want you to come to me, but still, this could be a great way to, you know, get that little introduction as to me and how I operate, because you're going to get to see me in the webinar. So this is going to be a great way to get informed, as well as, you know, just sharing some information with you, and it's a little bit more personal. So, again, contact me at doctalkruth@gmail.com for registration on that one, and that is Saturday, February 28th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Registration fee, $25, the first educational webinar, sexual health, I'm in the mood for love. So pass that along. I'll be putting it on LinkedIn as well as Twitter forever going forward, because it's a series. I'm going to be doing it just like my radio show every month. So this will be something that you can look forward to. If you have topics that you'd like me to create a webinar on, feel free to email me that at the same email address, and we can definitely make it happen for you. But in the meantime, all righty, let's see. And yes, for each webinar, just understanding it's the same registration fee every month. So if you want to register for next month's webinar, it'll be $25 for that one. Okay, so just I got that question. So hopefully that's clarity for you. But it's a small investment. I mean, a lot of people spend more on that when they go to a fast food restaurant to buy foolishness to help kill them. So I am going to help you, all right, save your life. And then I just, you know, just got a little reminder here. These classes are actually, and this is a great comment, actually a form of health maintenance and management. So, again, if you're someone out there that hasn't gone to anyone for a while, these webinars are going to be a great way to begin to get back on the track of controlling your health, maintaining it, and making sure you are well taken care of. So register now. It'll be posted everywhere possible. Again, if you have Facebook, send it to all of your friends, your family, everyone, anyone that you care about, and even those you don't care about, send it to them. All righty here. Let's see. We've got about 20 minutes remaining in the show, and let's see how I can do this, because I lost a few minutes. I think I lost a good 5 minutes with that little issue from Blog Talk. I don't know what that was about, but let's try to continue here, and let's make this happen. All righty here, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. And I'm getting so many texts right now and emails from folks that are registering right now. And yes, you can register right now. You can register right now. How about that? And again, you've got to do it by email, because I need your email address to send you back the registration information. So if you do have my direct contact information, or if you have friends, family, and you have their email information, send it to me, and I will send them the registration information, and they are good to go. All right, I've just got a couple of emails here right now, and Jiminy Crickets, you guys are on it. All righty. 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk as I am talking about fats and oils. All righty here. Where was I? Okie dokie. You know, I talked about my quote of the week, real food and a real body. I want you to understand this as I get ready to go into butter and margarine and things of that nature, that butter is a natural product and margarine is a synthetic product. So understanding the language of real food and a real body, that comment just kind of coincides with that. And when we're talking about these things, we really want to make sure we're mindful of eating real foods. Now, trans fat, these are usually not listed on food labels. And although you may occasionally find a margarine that declares itself to be free of or low in trans fat, you know, this is an argument that's out there that, you know, I think that we really want to be mindful of that. So keep in mind we're talking about margarine because a lot of people swear by it. Margarine is a synthetic product. Butter is a natural product. Now, this does not mean you run out and you put that entire stick of butter on a piece of bread. I did not say that, okay? I want you to use common sense. We want to make sure that we're eating it in moderation because it is a saturated fat. All right? Okay, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk talking about fats and oils. And, again, we're looking at those labels. Food labels that say cholesterol-free or low in cholesterol can be very misleading. And we want to make sure that we are reading the entire labeling on there and understanding it completely. And if you don't, you can always contact me, and I will help break it on down. All righty here. Whew, I swear, I need a nap after talking today. Well, I was going to get a nap anyway, but just, you know, one more reason to take a nap. Anyway, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. Let me now go into my fats and my oils because we've got about 15 minutes remaining in the show. And I do want to make sure that I share with you the webinar information again before I close out the show. So let me break this down for you very briefly as it relates to the different types of fats and oils. Now, personally, and I always recommend to everyone that crosses my path, to use real things like butter. So I know you're like, wait a second, Dr. Ruth, butter? This is a saturated fat. This is going to raise my cholesterol. It's a real food, so understand that. A real food, it came from, guess what? Something that had a face. It came from a cow. There's no margarine animal. Okay, there's no margarine tree. This is not a real food. So it did not come from the earth or it didn't come from something that had a face or a mother. So we want to be mindful of that. But butter, it's a delicious and in modest use, it's better for you than a lot of these synthetic blends. The bad news about butter that it is virtually all fat. Okay, so understand that when you are consuming it. I mean, it's going to be rich in your sources of vitamin A, vitamin D, and vitamin E. And some brands are much higher in salt than others, so again, you have to read the labeling on that. And then, of course, you have your no-salt versions. Of course, take a look at the label on that as well. Now, as far as butter, unlike most other dairy products, butter is, now I'm giving you the pros and cons because I think that's balance. Butter, it's a poor source of calcium and contains virtually no B vitamins at all. And long before, you know, the trans fat scares, you know, I was advising patients to use modest amounts, even sparing, of butter rather than margarine. So again, yes, it's a real food, but now giving you the balanced perspective of it, if you're thinking, oh, well, it's real, it's going to have vitamins and this and that, it has certain vitamins in there. But if you're someone that's looking for your B vitamins, this has virtually none of those in there. And it is a saturated fat, so we want to be mindful of how much we are consuming. Now, this is something that, you know, if you're around my age or, you know, even a little bit older, I've heard this for, oh, my God. But let me try to get this through our little brains. So we understand this. On no account do you use butter or margarine as an emergency treatment for burns or scaldings. Have you heard that? Oh, my God, he burns himself. Put some butter on it. Please don't. Although this was advised in the past, the heat from the wound, in fact, causes the butter to fry. How about that? Even up to an hour after you've been scalded or burned. So what you want to do is hold that affected area under cold running water for at least 10 minutes. So if you've got a burn on your body and someone says, go put some butter on it, you're basically, you might as well just then top it with an egg and everything, because now we're frying things. So we don't want that. I'm so silly. We don't want that. But this is very true. I made it seem silly, but this is an actual fact. So please, when you burn yourself, we want to run it under cold water. And if it's serious enough, of course, we're going to seek medical treatment. But please do not put butter or margarine on your burns or scaldings, because we literally are now frying things, okay? And the wound is hot enough. The heat from the wound, if it was hot enough to cause issues with the skin tissue, trust me, it's hot enough to begin to fry things, all right? The body temperature is already at 98.6, so understand that. So we already have some heat going on. All righty, that was just my little tip here. And speaking of tips, I've got my tips of the week, plural, here this time around. So, of course, that was one of them. But here's some other ones that I always like to, you know, educate and inform. That's me. This next one, in traditional folk medicine, a spoonful of olive oil taken while fasting, first thing in the morning, and taken with a little lemon juice, that's going to be beneficial if you're dealing with liver problems, so fatty liver, you know, things of that nature, elevated cholesterol. So, again, we want to take a teaspoon of olive oil and a little lemon juice, and this is going to help with the liver. And if you just want to do this as prevention, this is going to be a great way to do it also. The next little tip is olive oil can be used as a cuticle softener. Now, someone like me, of course, it goes for regular manicures and pedicures. This is a great tip. You just mix a little bit of olive oil with warm water, and then you're going to soak your fingertips or your little toes for about 10 to 15 minutes. This is going to be great for your cuticles. And just take a cuticle brush or a cuticle stick and push them back, and it's going to be great, particularly in these cold winter months. And then lastly, your last tip, you can use olive oil as an emollient to soothe very dry skin or psoriasis. And this is most effective if you apply it after you take a bath or a shower. So those were your tips of the week. And if you missed any of those, because I'm kind of cruising here for time, please go back and listen to the archive, or, of course, you can contact me directly at doctalkruth@gmail.com, and I can send you all of that information. All righty here, but in the meantime, we've got about 10 minutes remaining in the show talking about fats and oils, and I think I can wrap this up and then give you that one last round of information regarding the webinar here, because I'm still getting email addresses and comments and tips. I am so glad that you guys are happy about this, because I'm pretty excited about it as well, and I think it's going to be a fun thing to offer to my listeners and patients and just everyone, and I appreciate the support. All right, so let me continue with the show here as we're talking about fats and oils. Now, this next one, this is something that I think, of course, I alluded to it in my tips here, but olive oil. This is going to be, you know, of course, one of these monounsaturated fats, and this is going to be good for the heart, so this is a good thing, all right? Here's a tip, though, understanding any oil that you use, whether it's olive oil, sunflower, whatever the case may be, once you heat it to a certain temperature, now we're creating a trans fat. So a lot of people say, well, you know, I fry my chicken in olive oil. Well, you know what? That's lovely, but it was still a trans fat once you decided to fry it. And so these types of oils that are going to be beneficial for you, like your sunflower, safflower, olive oil, these are great for sautéing. This is a light sauté, or creating some type of salad dressing or drizzling it directly over your food. This way you're going to get the benefits of it, and we haven't changed the natural composition of the oil. So olive oil is definitely going to be one of these ones that I recommend, polyunsaturated fat. And this can combine in the body with oxygen and form different free radicals. And so we want to be mindful of this. And the more unsaturated the fat, the more free radicals may be created. And these unstable compounds are highly destructive, and they can seriously damage cell membranes and even damage the structure of your DNA. And this process, which, you know, turns fat very rancid, can be kept away and by just consuming antioxidants. And with that segue, and hopefully I didn't, that was probably confusing to you guys. I'm sorry about that, because I want to talk about the good things. I was trying to break down polyunsaturates and all that good stuff. But anywho, I'm sorry about that. I was a dodo bird. One of the most powerful antioxidants is vitamin E, and olive oil is lavishly supplied with one of the most active, which is your alpha form of this vitamin. It's actually, it has antioxidant activities, and generous amounts of the best quality of olive oil can be consumed without any risk. And so you want to make sure that you choose an extra virgin olive oil, and one that's been in this mechanically processed oil. The vital antioxidants are preserved to give the oil the maximum biological value. So you want to make sure that you always choose that extra virgin. Even, you know, a lot of people like extra virgin light, whatever the case is going to be. Light's going to have less of, I don't know, I'll say an Italian flavor, if you will, if that makes sense. It's not as heavy. Just the extra virgin has a very concentrated flavor. And so that's going to depend on your palate, what you might want. You can choose extra virgin light or just regular extra virgin, but try to choose that one. You can also go for your sunflower oil or your sunflower oil. Either one of those would be beneficial for you. So, again, try to go for those monounsaturated fats. They're going to be good for you. Peanut oil, that's another one. I'll just comment on that briefly. That's it's got a nutty flavor, but if you do have sensitivities to your nuts and things of that nature, then you want to make sure you stay away from that, like I do. I don't do things with peanut oil because I'm allergic to it. So you might be thinking, well, I'm not consuming peanuts. Well, peanut oil, hello, okie dokie. And, yes, you can consume a teaspoon of olive oil daily. I just got a question. Can you consume, is it safe to take a teaspoon of extra virgin olive oil daily? It is safe. I take flax oil. This is another monounsaturated fat. So any of these oils taken daily is going to be beneficial for you and good, giving you those omega-3s that we're looking for and omega-6s. So, yes, you can take that daily. All righty, here we are at about 5 minutes remaining in the show, 347-426-3469, as I've been talking about fat and oil. Let me give you just something that I want you to keep in mind as we talk about fats and oil, and then I will share with you the webinar information, and then you can go get the heck out of Dodge and go shovel snow. Just a little health warning. A low-fat diet does not mean a no-fat diet. Those who avoid all fat, this is something I want you to be mindful of. These are people that are much at risk of serious disease as the overweight, fat-eating segment of the population. So, again, low-fat or no-fat, you know, it does not mean no fat when you're looking at these labels that says it's a low-fat diet. And, again, we want it to be a real food. So keep that in mind as you go forward and you're looking at these labels. All righty here, let me do this very briefly. Again, if you missed the information that I talked about before, the educational webinar, the very first one coming up at the end of this month, Saturday, February 28th, 2015, going to be talking about, kicking it off. Here we go, folks. Sexual health, I'm in the mood for love. Yep. Dr. Ruth, live, up close and personal. I'll be doing this webinar and all of the webinars as we go forward. This one, again, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The registration fee is $25. The payment methods are various. You can pay by PayPal, Visa and MasterCard, check or money order, cash if you are here in person with me in Michigan. No, you do not have to be a student, a patient, or anything like that. You can just be someone that says, hey, I want to become educated. I want to learn all about that, as only Dr. Ruth can teach me. Well, doggone it, you too are welcome to enroll. You've got to contact me via email to register. That email address is doctalkruth@gmail.com. com. You can also reach me in my office at 313-897-7257. Some of the things I'll be discussing in that two-hour webinar, I'll be getting into aphrodisiacs. These are natural ones, and these are definitely going to be good for you. Foods to enhance vitality. I know everyone wants to hear those, as well as strength, stamina, and endurance. Sexual positions, and then I'll close it out with foods that kill the mood. We don't want that now, do we? Alrighty, so please register. You can begin registration today. And there are those that have done just that while I've been on the air. They have sent me their contact information. You have to send me your email address. This is open to everyone, so you can forward my email address to anyone that you think might want to register. And please do register soon to ensure your spot. This will be posted on LinkedIn as well as Twitter. If you do follow me on those feeds at Doc Talk Ruth, you will see it posted very consistently going forward, because each month I'll be doing a specific webinar topic. And so this is something that I hope everyone will take advantage of. And you know what I think is about to happen here, folks? Hopefully, if you have any more questions or comments, you know how to reach me. Again, 313-897-7257. But in the meantime, I got to get the heck out of Dodge. Thanks so much for hanging with me today through the little interference there. Hope you enjoyed the show. Please make sure you come back each and every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, the number here is 347-426-3469. You can reach me in my office at 313-897-7257 or via email at drtalkruth@gmail.com. Please follow me on Twitter at drtalkruth as well as on LinkedIn at drtalkruth. So again, until next week, everyone, take care of yourself. Stay dry, stay warm, don't work too hard shoveling that snow. Be happy, be healthy, and God willing, we'll be together next week. So make it a good one, folks. Bye-bye.